Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Only one. Happy about that, too, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. SmallBusinessAdvocate.com is my website. Please check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff there that will help small business, regardless of what's going on. If you're excited or frightened, if you want to read, you want to watch, you want to listen, we got it. The multimedia content there out of our ears, and it's all available to you for free, and it includes outstanding evergreen wisdom from our good friend Jeffrey Zabar, which he's been depositing with us since 1999. He is the chief home officer, and he's our good friend Jeff. Thanks again for staying with us.
Great to be with you.
So happy Hanukkah, by the way.
And Thank you very much.
It was over, but I missed you during that time. And we got the rest of the holidays coming up, and the traditional gift giving season. The traditional thank you for your business recognition on steroids season coming from our customers. What should we do, Jeff? How should we behave?
Well, first off, one thing to keep in mind, and I try and do this, and you know, you have a good habit on that. You know, we talk to each other at least every other week, and then you know, several times throughout the year, and I think people can take note of what they don't generally see going on in the background of Small Business Advocate and Jim Blasingame. But throughout the year, you're always thanking me for my participation and thanking me for my help, and if I help you out on a project or something like that. And I think this isn't just puffing air here. It's really something that we should all be doing throughout the year. Just keep that in mind as a caveat to a conversation about holiday gifting. You should always be thanking your customers.
Not just to say,
oh, thank you, because I don't want to lose your business. Thank them honestly for what they've done. If they give you a recommendation or a referral, whenever a client, I often ask clients for testimonials, and I'll thank them for those when they give them, and give a link back when I post them. But it's important that you do that around now during the holiday season.
Hey, Jeff, can I stick something in here?
Please, folks.
When you're around people that bless your life with their friendship or their business or their association or their advice, or if you're around people if your life is better because you're around them, you should be having feelings of gratefulness.
Right.
And when you're grateful, you should express that gratitude, and not just during the holidays. What do you think, Jeff?
Absolutely. And I think the opening line you said, having feelings of gratefulness, you have to be aware. Sometimes, and I'll admit that sometimes I get into this, I don't want to say a rut, but this sort of rote activity of, I have a client who I do a column for every week, and it can go months and months and months before I ever reach back and just say, hey, you know what? You know, thanks for keeping me busy. You know, where you have to be aware of the goodness that your clients and customers are bringing. It's a deliberate awareness, as opposed to falling into this sort of rut of oversight, or benign, I don't want to say benign neglect, but sort of benign oversight. You don't mean it, but you get so caught up in stuff that sometimes you have to step back and say, you know what, they're really good to me. Without them, I don't work. I don't get paid.
Whatever. If you really want your holiday gratefulness to mean something, don't let it be the only time during the year you act like that.
Absolutely.
How insincere, how obligatory is a Christmas gift to somebody that you haven't said thank you to since last Christmas?
And you know what, Jim, and I think we could start something here. We could start something and say, it's the June gift-giving season, or the June, and not even gift-giving, but thankfulness.
I started
season.
This, Jeff, I got to tell you, buddy, I started this a long time ago.
Well, you've been lousy job marketing it, okay?
I know, you're right about that. No, what I mean, I've been telling people for years, it's in my Scrooge column I publish every week, and that's, you know, let's don't wait until Christmas to tell people we love them and we appreciate them.
Right.
Let's do it all the time. Let's do something not people right now in the middle of June.
Absolutely. So let's can this conversation, and as in bottle it, not can it, like kill it, and then let's June. So we
agree.
Yeah, because it's something that we often forget.
I will tell you though, it makes you sometimes if you're like me. See, I don't make a big deal out of Christmas because the gift giving part, because you know me, I don't like feeling obligated from people telling me what to do.
Right.
And so, you know, to me, just because it's Christmas and holidays and you expect a gift, you know, that doesn't make me want to give you a gift. Well, I give you if I feel like giving you one.
Right.
And so your Christmas gift might come in September.
But now that said, and to get to the point, and
Jeff, is sometimes that makes me look like a Scrooge.
Well, and that does. And, well, I mean, you're a curmudgeon anyway, so it's okay, and love you.
I'm okay with it, by the way.
You're okay with that, exactly. If you're not, heck with you. But I think one thing to keep in mind is this time of year, people do expect it. And so it can be as simple as a card.
Yeah.
It can be, you know, when it comes to gifting, just a few words of advice. Know what you're allowed to give. If you're the type who gives a tangible gift, know what you're allowed to give. Someplace you can't eat it, you can't keep it, has to be able to be put out into the break room so everyone can enjoy it.
Some companies, some corporations have policies, that's right.
Yeah, so watch that. Maybe ask an admin, you know, my best client, what can I give him? What do your policies say?
Right.
Remember the admin. Make sure you're giving out. And maybe just give to a foundation or something. Gifting.
A great way to recognize. But remember, folks, don't just do it during the holidays. Hey, Jeff, ChiefHomeOfficer.com. Come back soon.
We'll be with you.
See you next time. Jeff Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.